It's continuing coverage of Grundy Center Volleyball on 99 The Wave. The Spartans win it 3-2 over Gladbrook Rhinebeck, including 18-16 here in set number 5. Joining me right now is Spartan head coach Lori Willis. And Lori, what's going through your mind right now after this amazing battle? Two great teams. You know, you guys had the lead there, almost had a chance to win it 15-12. They come back. Just a crazy match. But what can you say about this one being able to finish it out in the fashion you did?
Well, first of all, I'm just super grateful that we were able to come out with a win. That was a really good battle. It was a battle of some, two really good hit, each team had really good hitters, and then each team had complementary hitters to go along with it. And it was about the serve and pass game. I'm glad that we won that, because that helps us obviously win the match. But just super grateful, because that was a heck of a battle.
Heck of a battle indeed. And speaking of the serving and passing, you guys ended up with 14 service aces to 9 service errors. You know, a few of those errors down toward the end, I'm like, man, hopefully they don't come back to haunt you guys. But if you could describe that aspect of the game and how that was so crucial, especially Lauren Zajac and Raylan Steinmeier, each with 4 aces here tonight.
Yeah, and they are really good servers for us. Lauren's a first server for a reason, because it's good. And, we did miss some serves at some crucial moments. So it's early in the season. Hopefully we learn from it and we become more veteran players when we're exposed to that situation again, because this match is going to help us sometime throughout the season and most likely in the postseason as well. So we know that our serve is our superpower and that we just need riding that storm.
So in set 4, you guys were leading 23-19. Unfortunately, you give up 6 straight points, and GR is able to win it there in a pretty crazy fashion. What was kind of your take on that end of set 4? Where did things kind of go wrong, and what was the conversation following to make sure that was kind of corrected going into set 5, when it was looking like you guys were going to be able to close it out in 4 at that point?
Sure. It was a lack of concentration, maybe putting a little bit coast mode, and you can never go on coast mode when you have a rivalry game and a team that especially wants to beat you super bad. We kind of lacked our communication and going for the ball. I'm assuming we got aced 3 times in that little stint, and 2 of them hit the ground without anybody going. You can't do that. You just need to keep communicating, use each other's names. If you just use each other's names, there's no doubt in whose ball it is. It's either me or Jonathan.
You bet. And then when it comes to that fifth set, just what's your take on how your team was able to really battle the back and forth action there, especially down the end? You had a couple set points, then GR has match point. Just tell me about that battle there at the very end.
Yeah, well, that was pretty crazy. I'm going to have to go back and watch it, because I kind of don't really remember it. I feel like maybe the ball kind of fell our way a couple times. Allie made an incredibly hard play. We just had a bunch of junk, and it went kind of straight up, and she just found some hands and tooled it off, And then Ryan, she had a kill that was a free ball, because she's so tall and that she can manipulate her body and actually be super aggressive with her free balls. And then also just we started buckling down on our serve, getting them out of system to make it so much easier. And then we can run our offense, and we just pass the ball a lot better. And, we worked hard.
Ryan Brubaker, unofficially, I had her for 23 kills. So that would be a career high if that stands. You'd mentioned, but especially some big ones down the stretch. What can you say about how she helped turn things in your guys' favor here tonight?
I tell you what, if we just pass the net and find her, she can score. She's hitting over 500. She hits the ball so high, and she has that ability to do a power tip. And it's just so hard to defend. It's so hard for us to practice. In practice last night, I was watching it going, oh my gosh, it's just so hard to defend, because it's just such a high contact, and we're just not used to seeing that, and that she's able to do it with such force as well. And that she came up with a couple key blocks as well. We had to change her up a little bit today with her blocking. She couldn't max block, because it was kind of happening fast, so she just needed to half block and just get her hands over so she can find it with the find her hands with the ball, because teams that hit, they're hitting lower on the net, so that she only needs to do a small block, and when teams are hitting higher, then obviously she can max block.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to competing against Gladbrook Rhinebeck, I checked back on Bound, and here you go. I can show you. You guys had never gone to 5 sets with these guys in the Bound era since back 2007. So pretty crazy that all those meetings, and you'd never gotten to five sets with them. But, you know, what's it like competing against those guys? Obviously, right down on the road, one of the biggest rivals here for Grundy Center.
It's good. I mean, iron sharpens iron, so we are getting better by playing them. I love that their program is coming up, and they're doing a good job. They're coming off some really good wins last week, too, and we knew it. And, you know, the girls were a little, like, oh, my gosh, they're that good. I'm like, yeah, and that's good because now our conference means something. Mm-hmm. You know, before you could, like, some people could just roll through a conference and win it. And I like the battle. I like the getting better and just going after it. And because it doesn't just make the girls better. It makes me as a better coach as well.
All right. Any final thoughts you'd like to share here tonight about your team or, I guess, about, you know, your trip to North Tama here this Saturday? Because I know you're going to face some strong teams there on Saturday as well.
Yeah, we're just going to be thrown right into the fire right away. We'll have North Tama. And then, obviously, and Union's there, GR's there, and then Dunkerton's there as well. So there'll be five rated teams there going at it. You know, hopefully we can just get our rest, you know, have a later practice tomorrow, do some film work, do some ice bucketing so that we can continue to get after it.
All right, that's Grundy Center Volleyball Coach Lori Willis. Thank you so much for the time, and congrats on the epic victory.
Thank you.